This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Texas's plan to arrest migrants suspected of entering the U.S. illegally is on hold again. The AP's Donna Warder.
Just hours after the U.S. Supreme Court cleared the way for Texas to arrest migrants suspected of entering the U.S. illegally, an appeals court put the law on hold temporarily. The 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals issued a late-night order Tuesday, putting the law on pause ahead of oral arguments scheduled for today. During the short time the law was in effect Tuesday, Texas authorities did not announce that any arrests had been made or say whether it was being actively enforced. The Supreme Court did not rule on the merits of the law. It instead kicked back to the lower appeals court, a challenge led by the Justice Department, which has argued that Texas is overstepping the federal government's immigration authority. Donna Warder, Washington.
President Biden and former President Trump each easily won their primaries in several states yesterday. Donald Trump in Palm Beach, Florida, said this to reporters after voting.
I voted for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Did somebody just say, who'd you vote for? Yeah, I voted for Donald Trump. Thank you.
In a radio interview yesterday, Donald Trump suggested that he would support a national ban on abortions around 15 weeks of pregnancy. Overseas now, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says he is determined to carry out a Rafah ground offensive in the Gaza Strip, despite President Biden's concerns. An explosion in a coal mine in Pakistan has killed 12 miners. 8 others were rescued. No word yet on what caused the explosion. A Georgia man convicted of killing his former girlfriend is scheduled to be executed today. Willie James Pye is 59. He was convicted in the 1993 killing of Alicia Lynn Yarborough. He's due to be put to death at 7 o'clock tonight. This is AP News. Now to California's vehicle emission standards and Stellantis.
California's regulations are the toughest in the nation and require zero emissions and plug-in hybrid vehicles to make up 68% of the new light-duty vehicle sales by 2030. Stellantis makes vehicles for Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep. The company now joins Ford, Honda, Volkswagen, and BMW, whose companies agreed to follow California rules back in 2019. Stellantis also agreed to spend $4 million on installing electric vehicle chargers in parks and rural areas in California, and will spend another $6 million on charging infrastructure in other states that choose to adopt California's rules. California's rules for how much pollution can come from cars and trucks are tougher than the federal standards because California has the most cars on the road, making it harder to meet air quality standards. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.